This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It is time for us to review what's going on in the world of news talk radio. Around the virtual table is Jennifer Horn from the DJV program and the Morning Answer in Los Angeles. Rich McFadden, who always has an answer for something, even if there's no question attached to it. Works at Radio America in Washington, as does Victoria Jones. But she doesn't work for Radio America. She runs actually the DC Radio Company, which is also Washington-based. And our job here is to go through the charts from Talkers Magazine for this past week, the week of June 21st. Find out what's going on, the stories, the people. I'll admit to not knowing anything about number 10. Number 10, I don't know how to even pronounce this. What is
Nexium? Nexium, and I know all about the whippings and the brandings.
Thank goodness, because I don't think
and
we
the
should.
The blindfolds.
Yeah, really. And well, what is the significance of this, Victoria? Would you please explain?
Well, because it's a disgusting, filthy con job sex cult.
Oh.
And, yeah.
Who's
well,
on
what
trial?
Somebody's well, now you got our attention.
Yeah, right.
Keith Ranier, 58, he co-founded Nexium in the 1990s as a self-help organization in New York. But the prosecutors said he was a crime boss with no limits and no checks on his power. Now, you can have a sex cult. He created a harem of sexual slaves branded with his initials, kept in line with blackmail. He said he was just helping his followers reach personal fulfillment, breaking down emotional barriers. But he was found guilty by jurors who, by the way, had to be bussed to the court secretly. He was found guilty of racketeering and sex trafficking. He's found guilty on all counts. The jury deliberated less than half a day, seven counts against him. And it was a six-week trial, and it was pretty nasty stuff. He portrayed himself as a genius. The prosecutor said he was a master manipulator. The defense said, oh, I'm going to appeal. Women were branded. They were asked to adhere to starvation diets, assigned to have sex with him. And as proof of their commitment, they handed over nude photographs and signed letters containing embarrassing secrets, which were then used to compel them to follow orders. He also, by the way, wrote a $100,000 check used more than $100,000 on the credit card of a senior Nexium member after she was dead, and then wrote checks totaling more than $300,000 on her bank account also after she was dead. So there's no doubt that he was a crook.
Wow.
Oh, great guy. Word.
What a piece of work this guy is.
All right. Oof.
Can't wait to see how he does in prison.
Yeah.
He'll do great in prison.
Yeah.
But it's significant that Victoria Jones was the only one among us who knew anything about this trial and this fellow. So I find that to be very helpful, Victoria. Thank you. Let's bounce around because we don't have all the time in the world with Jennifer, and I'd like to have her give us some of the tone of number one this week, the number one story, presidential race, the big campaign kickoff in Florida, which is an important state. Trump doesn't win without Florida. Isn't that what they figure, Jennifer?
That's, I think, what most people figure, that the path to the presidency for Republicans always goes through Florida, and Trump was able to win in 2016. It wasn't by mistake. He picked Orlando. They knew they could fill the space, and according to Axios' reporting this past week, they also did it to collect information and data, which the Trump campaign has gotten really good at. They use social media, they use demographics to try to identify their voters and their would-be voters, and they market to them So I think, you know, depending on who you talk to and their political preferences, I'm a Trump supporter, and I watched it,
really?
And I thought the president...
I didn't know that. Rich, did you know I was a Trump supporter? No.
I was getting warm that she was, yeah.
My point is that when I watched it, I actually thought...
I thought you were Cory Booker myself.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
Yeah. I like people with the shot, so, you know. So Trump delivered, in my estimation, he delivered on his successes. He strategically used Hillary Clinton as a kind of as a symbol of corruption in the Democratic Party without elevating his political opponents. He only talked about Joe Biden once or twice, although his son railed against Joe Biden for almost the entire warm-up act before the president came out. But everybody that I talked to that isn't a Trump supporter said, it was angry, it was not optimistic, it didn't have the sunny optimism. So I think depending on where you're consuming it from, the president either delivered or he didn't, which is very typical of him and his candidacy and his presidency. He's polarizing. I think the bigger story this week is for Joe Biden, who had a really tough week. Not only some really damaging stories coming out about his son, including the fact that he could have fathered a child while he was still in a relationship with his dead brother's wife.
Joe Biden or his son?
His son, Hunter Biden. He also has been asked questions.
Say that again slowly.
Okay. Hunter Biden.
What does it matter?
Hunter Biden's a real prize. Yeah. Hunter Biden has...
Hunter Biden's not running for anything, is he?
Correct, but Hunter Biden has used his dad's vice presidential power to make some really lucrative deals for himself with China and Ukraine. Joe Biden has acknowledged those deals. He's bragged about them on camera in groups of, in front of his fundraiser.
Trump's never done that. Anything like that.
I don't think so, no. Using his power to make deals for his kids, no.
Really?
Don't
Are you serious?
So.
Come on.
100%.
Before he was president, yes. But
maybe before he was president, no. I absolutely don't think so.
There's a microscope on that.
Yeah, I would defy you to find me an example, actually. I'd ask you to find me one, because I don't think there is. But Hunter Biden then also had a big cocaine problem. Then he was in a relationship with his dead brother, Beau Biden's wife. They were together.
Wait, so let's do that more slowly, too.
Right,
he was not in a relationship with his dead brother. He was in a relationship with his dead brother's
wife. So they got into a relationship together. Then the allegation is that he fathered this child of this woman, I think in Nebraska, Iowa, somewhere in the middle of the country. And just about a month ago, after the relationship ended, after 2 weeks of being with this woman who's from South Africa, he ended up marrying her. So he's kind of a train wreck. Joe Biden had that going on for him. But more importantly,
he's not running for anything.
Well, that's right, but as we know, and we saw with the
trivial news media.
Well, it also shows you there's a lot of hypocrisy, because while he's not running for anything, President Trump was held to account for his kids' actions as well, although they seem to look pretty good compared to Hunter Biden. But Joe Biden also made some comments, which I don't really take him to task for. I actually understand what Joe Biden was saying about civility in the Senate when he served in the 70s and 80s, but he used his relationship with specifically two segregationists, who one of them was very much opposed to mixed schools and all of these things. And so he talked about this sense of civility. Now, his Democratic opponents are using that as an opportunity to hit Joe. Cory Booker and Kamala Harris specifically, and Bill de Blasio, if he still counts, have gone after Joe these comments.
Never counted.
I feel, and this is just a gut feeling, that the spark in Joe is just not there this time around, and I don't know if he's got it in him. I don't believe ultimately he will be the candidate at the end of all this. I do believe he's most well-suited to take on Trump, but I feel like there's just something missing there, and I don't know how he'll respond to these attacks, but I guess time will tell, and the debates will be on the 26th and 27th in Miami.
You know, all that matters, though, is this is the best part of any presidential campaign, when they attack each other from within their own party, because we saw it with the Republicans a few years ago. And
yeah.
Now we get to see the Democrats.
Eating their own.
Right, they eat their own.
Yeah.
And then they're all just, I mean, they are digging up serious dirt. And then once it's all over, this is my best
Everybody's
friend.
Everybody's friends.
Support him.
Oh, I'm going to support you. Yeah. What a bunch of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ted Cruz's dad killed
exactly.
JFK.
Yeah. I mean, how does it get any better than that? It doesn't.
And actually, Mitt Romney is married to a gay woman. We were making up headlines earlier. I was making them up. Jennifer wasn't making them up with me. A few comments about some of the headlines they came up with. You know, in league with what you were just saying, in terms of the political realities of the next, 18 months, almost 17 months, 16 months, there will be $10 billion spent by candidates for offices for advertising on the radio and on television. $10 billion. Print some of it, telemarketing, direct mail. Okay, so they've got that going for them. But the optics are focused more on radio and television. It is just amazing how much money. Remember, I can remember when it was when spending $100 million for a national campaign was a lot of money.
I'd rather have that money out on the streets in all of our pockets than in theirs,
yeah,
sitting in some
right.
bank account. So spend away.
Right.
So here's my suggestion.
Yes.
Even better. Let's do it the way they do it in Britain with the Conservative leadership contest. Vote one off the island every day.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Boris, you want Boris.
No, you don't want Boris, but you have like 10 people running for the leadership. Every day they have a vote and they vote one off.
Yeah, well, that's because they can run. Whoever runs the party runs the country. That's not the way it works here, unfortunately, because when the people vote over there, it's the party that votes for the chairman or the leader, and then he or she becomes the, as long as they're the party in charge, become the prime minister. And Boris is going to be a big bore, I think. I think he's... All right, so that's that story and a half. Coming up, the Hicks testimony and why that has gotten everybody bouncing around, because she bounces around. I think that's part of the... It just shows you what a bunch of sexist pigs the news media is, frankly.
You sounded a little sexist with that bouncy comment yourself.
Really?
Huh. Mm.
All right, I shan't use that to refer to you then in any future... discussion. You're welcome. 18 after the hour. It's time for us to clean our teeth. You ready? Let's see your teeth, Victoria, nice and white. Richie, you got nice white teeth? Jennifer has great white
yeah.
teeth. This is a product that's proven to whiten your teeth an average of 2 shades in 5 minutes. If you keep doing it every 5, 6, 7 days, over the course of a couple of months, you'll have your teeth back to how they looked when you were a young person and hadn't contaminated your mouth with all kinds of bad things, coffee, tea, wine, whatever it is you put in your mouth that makes your teeth dull and ugly. Noticeably whiter and brighter, half price at 800-208-1797. Become a winner with that great smile of yours, 800-208-1797. Power swabs. CBD oils and supplements are all the rage right now, right? But how do you know which one to try or who to trust? The DJV Show trusts the professionals at Purity Products, and you can too. They've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years, and now they've introduced the new Purity Products CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic CBD from hemp oil plus clinically tested botanicals in just one little capsule. Soon you'll feel it soothing your aching joints, relieving stress, and improving your healthy sleep. Even more, you can now try Purity Products CBD Super Formula for just $9. Call 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939 for Purity Products CBD Super Formula to reduce stress, promote joint health, and so much more. Call for your $9 CBD Super Formula trial at 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939. Hurry, the offer ends soon.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family already see the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor's seeing the difference.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We can't even
Hey, Liz.
Okay, that's right. Sarah Palin. How quickly we forget.
Wow. So, for those of you who want to know what's going on behind the scenes here on the Talk Radio Review, Victoria and Richie and I are talking about Sarah Palin and sort of, well, actually, Victoria wasn't in on this conversation.
We're talking about Hope Hicks, and then it went over to Sarah Palin for some reason because...
Well, because I remember when you and I talked on the phone the day she declared... We said, we're voting for her because she's so hot.
Right.
And that's Richie and I were talking about how Hicks is kind of hot. Do you think, Victoria, that she's hot? I don't know
Hope Hicks is gorgeous.
Okay.
She's very pretty.
All right. And who's she dating now?
I have no idea. Well, anybody she likes.
That's actually my angle on this story is I have no idea.
Number two, by the way, folks, on the countdown this week.
So
is
Hope Hicks.
Well, she was dating that guy in the White House who was involved in domestic violence, if you remember, and had to withdraw from a nomination.
Well, people think or say or it's alleged that she was dating Corey Lewandowski. Right?
That was alleged.
And is that why she kept being referred to by one of the jerks on the committee?
So Nadler yesterday, our buddy Nadler, kept calling her Miss Lewandowski when he addressed her. Right. If I were her, I would have stood up, walked up, grabbed his tie, pounded his bald little head, and then pummeled him. Because that is just disrespectful.
Totally disrespectful.
To have somebody come
He's
up and testify.
He's a disrespectful jerk anyway.
She's a communications director. She wasn't in the office during any alleged Trump-Russia meetings. And you're bringing her up here and you're going to basically call her by the name of somebody you think that she might have dated?
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy. What
a piece of garbage you are.
What she was involved in, and which is really interesting, and I wish that they could have got answers out of her, is on Air Force One, when Trump dictated the answer on the Russia meeting, that's what was very interesting. She was totally involved in that, and that was extremely interesting. Of course, she didn't answer any questions about that because there were over 150 questions that she didn't answer. That would have been a fascinating plane ride. I would have loved love to have been.
So is that why Nadler was calling her Mrs. Lewandowski?
No, I'm not saying that. No. I'm talking about something else. That's totally inappropriate. I'm saying that's something that's absolutely fascinating. You're saying that she wasn't involved in that. I'm saying this is something she was involved in, and that if I had been on that committee, I would have been so fascinated to ask her about that.
So she didn't have her own legal counsel. The White House lawyers were the ones that were standing up for her. She was a former advisor to Trump, so that's
you have your own legal counsel, and you also have them. And this is one of the awful things. This is one of the things that was. I remember when I was covering the White House. This is one of the things that was freaking out aides in the White House as early as the first year of the Trump presidency was when they became aware that there were issues within the White House, let's just put it that way, they realized, many of them, that they were going to have to lawyer up. And they started looking at how much this was going to cost. A good Washington lawyer costs $400 or $500 an hour.
Right.
Right.
See, that's the business we should all be in.
Right.
being a lawyer that represents anybody who's in the White House for all of their aides that have to lawyer up. Who's up next? Come on, get up here.
Do you know what religious organization pays more, hires more, has more lawyers on its staff than any other?
Who?
Take a guess.
Scientology?
Yeah, Scientology. They spend millions of dollars a year on lawyers to protect their quote-unquote image. I thought that was fascinating. Up next year, the drone attack by the Iranians. What do we do? Well, we'll find out what the president wanted to do and didn't do. We'll talk about that next year on the Talk Radio Review.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%, APR 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. 8.88% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. When traditional treatments for depression, such as medications and psychotherapy, don't work, some patients are finding help with transcranial magnetic stimulation, or TMS.
There are many theories of how it works, and probably the best theory that I can give you is that there's a depression circuit in the brain, and we need to stimulate that circuit.
Psychiatrist Dr. Simon Kung explains that during a treatment session, a magnet is placed against the head and then short bursts of magnetic energy are delivered every 30 seconds or so. Sessions last about 40 minutes, and patients typically have 20 to 30 sessions. So who's a candidate for TMS?
The ideal candidate is somebody who's tried maybe one or two, up to a few psychiatry medicines for depression, and those haven't worked. Officially, the FDA approves TMS if you've just tried one antidepressant and it doesn't work.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Before Secretary of State Mike Pompeo headed to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, he delivered the message that President Trump will impose more sanctions on Iran.
This will be a further effort to ensure that their capacity not only to grow their economy, but to evade sanctions becomes more and more difficult. And it'll be an important addition to our capacity to enforce sanctions against Iran.
Iran continues to insist that if U.S. actions go too far, they will respond quickly. The president has postponed the scheduled ICE raids after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called him and urged him to call it off. On CBS's Face the Nation, Vice President Mike Pence said Congress needs to take action.
We've asked for more bed space. We've asked for more support. Our Customs and Border Patrol agents are doing a job, but the system is overwhelmed.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Rich McFadden, Victoria Jones, and Doug Steffen along with you. Going through the top stories in Talk Radio this week, and we'll just give a review for you them real quick. Here is number 10. Victoria, how do you say this again? The
Nexium
trial.
Okay.
Right. It's the,
you're going to actually do this, Richie? Good for you.
I'm going to actually do this for you, yeah. Number 9, the Juneteenth reparations hearing. Number 8, the Dominican Republic.
Starring Danny Glover.
And Big Poppy. Yeah, this Dominican Republic thing is crazy. Yeah. Number 7, the Boeing 737 MAX investigation and the Sully testimony. Number 6, the UN Khashoggi report.
Number 5, immigration reform and world refugee stats. Number 4, U.S.-China trade and North Korean tensions. Number 3, U.S.-Iran tensions, drone attack. This one is fun. Number 2, Democrats impeachment talk and Hope Hicks testimony. Number 1, the presidential race for 2020.
All right, let's do number 3. And then we'll do number 4. Number 3 is a focus on what's going on in Iran. The Ayatollah getting the ire of his people. The president says we're not, president of Iran said we're not going to go to war with anybody. Meanwhile, the Ayatollah, who controls the military, gets them to shoot down one of our drones, pretty large drone, as a matter of fact, over international territory, international waters. And
was it?
Then, it was. At least, do you know something I don't know? It was the last time I saw it.
They provide fairly detailed video footage. We provide some video footage. The video footages argue. It's really an argument over a very few miles, and so there's genuine dispute about this. It very likely was over international waters. It may have strayed into Iranian territory. So that it could have been a stray. So it would be very unfortunate for this to escalate. Very.
Well, it's not going to escalate because the public, however, whether the Ayatollah can read the tea leaves or not, his country does not want his people, the people that live in Iran, are sick of this and they're sick of him. I'm expecting almost any time to see some kind of revolution to get rid of him. The president doesn't even like him. But the military is so powerful there, and the Ayatollah controls the military, gives them whatever they want. So that's where the tension comes internally. Meanwhile, the president said, okay, we're going to blow up a few of their, I think they have 2 big oil refineries there, blow them up, and that'll be the end of them and their economy. And then for some reason or other, he said, well, maybe we won't do that right now. And I don't know that there's a background as to why he changed his mind. Anybody know why he changed his mind over that?
They think they may have gotten some intel from the CIA or the NSA overnight.
Really? That suggests that it may not have been, in fact, over international waters. So that would go
that Iran didn't intentionally shoot it down. That either somebody did something they weren't supposed to do or that they shot it down by mistake.
Oh, okay. Well, so that's a reason to hold back, I guess, much as anything else.
Yeah.
Okay. Number 4 is a focus on our relationship with China as the tension continues. A lot of people. Okay, so we're going to hold off on this. The best laid plans of mice and men here. I want to talk to somebody who's an expert on what's going on in China. We'll do that in a matter of moments. Right now, I'm going to share with you the benefits of using Calitrin, the number 1 choice if you are interested in your health and well-being long-term. Weight loss is a very important thing. We all acknowledge that. There are all kinds of diets, the keto diet, the Atkins diet, you name it, there's a diet for every day of the week. But do they work in terms of keeping the weight off? That's always the question. No question, you can lose the weight, but then how easy is it to keep it off? And the folks at Calitrin have found the secret to that, in that collagen as the main ingredient. 30% of the protein in your body is collagen. We stop making it as humans by the time we get to be 30. So, and that's why you get to be a little heavier, a little squishier, a little softer, because you get a little more fat, because you don't have the collagen to burn off. The protein burns off the fat and keeps your muscles in tune. And that's how you keep the weight off, get rid of the fat. You want to do that? Then you need to sign up for Calitrin. You do it easily by going to toploss.com. You get a special deal using the code DJV as we work our way into summertime. Special deal to lose the weight in the summertime. $10 off every bottle, $30 off the 90-day supply. My direct experience with this has been that you stay on the program for about 4 months. I started I've been talking about Calitrin in the last couple of years. And in April, when I finished my winter outside of New England in California, I've always put on 10 or 12 pounds, and I get that little roll, and I don't like it. So I started at 184 in April, and now,
how many months later, down to 172. And that's
Ta-da.
Kind of the deal. It's a smart way to lose the weight. It really is. So go to toploss.com. Do what I have done and what I suggest you do. Get the product by checking the box for DJV, $10 off each bottle, $30 off 90-day supply, and you get free shipping. That's toploss.com, the safe, effective way to lose the weight and keep it off.
Jim Pee-wee Martin of the 101st Airborne Division speaks about the life-threatening conditions he had to endure during World War II and the amazement from doctors when he survived.
We had so little food that not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape, and the doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry's starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 0707 at checkout. That's harrys.com. Code 0707. Enjoy.
This is Carl on his motorcycle.
Let's ride till we run out of gas.
And this is Carl off his motorcycle.
Balsa wood is very different than teak. People confuse the two.
On his motorcycle.
Hey, check out that view.
Off his motorcycle.
Let's do puzzles in the break room.
On.
Look at all that open road.
Off.
Look how long my fingernails are getting.
You're better on your bike. Progressive helps keep you on it. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Moving on, or moving back to the number four story on the countdown as we review what's going on, the hot hits in talk radio. Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company here. Rich McFadden from Radio America. I'm Doug Steffen. Introducing you to Dana Chang, who is the senior editor of the Epoch Times. She's here to talk about what's going on in Hong Kong, its relationship to China. Part of the tension is, I guess, in an observational form, looking at what they're doing in Hong Kong and understanding the relationship between Hong Kong and China. It can be complex. So, Dana, thank you for being here. Let's talk about the Chinese premier and why he wants to have Hong Kong, the situation in Hong Kong, rectify. Is it bad for him politically if there is unrest in Hong Kong? The Chinese, after all, say they're in charge, and the people in Hong Kong says no, or you may think you're in charge, but you really aren't. So what is the story?
Well, Hong Kong executive is trying to push a bill that would allow extradition to mainland China. Now, Hong Kong people do not trust the law system in China, because there are a lot of political prisoner, religious prisoner, and if the government doesn't like someone, he can pick the person from the street and put him on TV and confess. So, and also Hong Kong is part of China, but China has promised one country, two system. That's an agreement between the UK and China when UK hand over to China Hong Kong. Actually, that agreement prevented international business and international investment from leaving Hong Kong, that have kept Hong Kong as a free port. Hong Kong actually get a lot of benefit from US and Europe, because it's considered a free place.
Well, isn't there one of the issues here is that the British rule, or the way of rule, has been, because it was a British protectorate, Hong Kong has been much freer than the rest of China, and they don't like the fact that China's trying to clamp down on them, especially given the fact that they have so much the British blood, if you will, in Hong Kong. Isn't that part of it, the different styles of government and judicial conduct?
Right. 12 years before the handover, there was a China-British joint declaration that guaranteed that Hong Kong would enjoy a high degree of autonomy, except in foreign and defense affairs. Now, over 20 years, their freedom has been eroded, and China, Beijing, is emphasizing one country and not the two system. Mm-hmm. They are starting to make it like a one system. So last Sunday, there were 2 million people took to the street to protest. 2 million, that's 2 million out of 7 million of all Hong Kong population.
Dana, didn't Hong Kong see this coming when Britain gave up control? I mean, was this expected? Did they think it would take 5 years, 10 years, 20 years? And just remind us again why the Brits gave up control, knowing that this would likely be the outcome.
Well, UK had 99-year lease. So 99-year is up, and they have no choice but to hand over. But the thing is, at that time, the joint declaration is an international agreement. U.S. also has an international agreement with Hong Kong. So Hong Kong is not just another city of China. It's an international city, and it enjoys a lot of benefit. It's relatively independent, but little by little, their freedom have been taken away. And people see it's coming. So that's why in Hong Kong, 300,000 people hold passport of Canada. So they are ready to leave. If this freedom is gradually taken away, money will leave Hong Kong, rich people will leave Hong Kong, Hong Kong will be like another city. You won't be able to enjoy the international privilege. In fact, last week, the Congress introduced a bill and required Secretary of State certified that each year need a certification to guarantee that Hong Kong still enjoy this autonomy. Otherwise, its privilege can be taken away.
Wow. 300,000 people, Doug, with Canadian passports that can leave and take the money. That's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. And you think the Chinese would be a little more uptight about that. Victoria, what's your spin on this?
I guess my spin on this is, do you think, Dana, that President Xi, who has suffered a defeat in the last week over this, with Hong Kong really winning in these protests, is going to lick his wounds and allow Hong Kong to have this win, or is he going to come back with something else to try to crack down again on Hong Kong?
Well, to Beijing, its control is more important than the freedom of Hong Kong, unfortunately.
Hmm. Pretty dicey, though. And then we get down to, we got about 30 seconds here, Dana, the relationship of Hong Kong to America. That's what Americans want to know. Are we going to still, there a lot of money exchanges hands, obviously, because it is an economic center. What's our relationship with Hong Kong likely to be in the future?
Well, if Beijing continue to take away the freedom, and the U.S. will annually review its status, and its status might be taken away, then money and rich people will leave.
The Epoch Times senior editor Dana Cheng with us here on the weekly countdown review with Victoria, Rich, and Doug. It's 10 before the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note, blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Past the hour on the continuation of our overview of what's going on in the world here. Victoria Keelan joins us for a review of the top five technology stories this week, including at number five, we go from five to one, the music videos that are being remastered. This captured my attention, actually, this week, Victoria.
Yeah, this is really cool. Universal Music Group and YouTube have teamed up to remaster iconic music videos from standard def to HD. The partnership will result in more than 100 music videos from artists like Janet Jackson, Lady Gaga, Lionel Richie, you name it. It's every major star. They all get a significant upgrade in the visual quality of their videos. And so the two companies are working to bring that number up to 1,000 videos by the end of 2020. And the HD videos will replace the original versions on YouTube and on YouTube Music, and so, but they'll have the same URLs and view counts and likes and everything, so if you go to search for any of them, you won't have to worry about which version you're looking at. It will be the new HD version, and you'll know if it's an HD version because there'll be a hashtag remastered label and remastered in HD in the description. And so a lot of these videos were shot way before HD even existed, so it's kind of cool to be able to not see a blurry version of Tom Petty's Free Fallin' or Boyz II Men's End of the Road, which was actually released in 1991. So it's kind of cool if you're a music fan and a fan of music videos, which a lot of people still, you know, you can't find music videos on MTV anymore, so the place to find them is on YouTube, and so this is kind of cool.
Yep. Number four, in our countdown of the top technology stories is another, the performance of the catfishers, in a manner of speaking, yeah?
Yeah, a new report called When Love Bites identified the states where you are most likely to fall prey to catfishing. Catfishing, are what it is, it's essentially, it's a digital fake, and they pose as love interests on dating sites, and then they create a fake online profile and with an attractive picture, and a lot of people get hooked in, and essentially all they do is scam you for money. Alaska turns out to be the state where you are most likely to be catfished, according to the report. Now, this is also based on data from the 2018 FBI Internet Crime Report. Rounding up the top five, Nevada, Wisconsin, New Mexico, and Colorado are also the states where you are most likely to be catfished. And it kind of makes sense because all of those states have very rural areas. And so most of the time, the catfish scams are like long-distance, fake long-distance relationships. But the Better Business Bureau is involved in this along with the Federal Trade Commission. And they say that as much as $1 billion over a three-year period are essentially what cost. That's the amount that it costs these victims of catfishing. So it's no joke, and just you have to once again just be super careful of what you're doing online and who you're interacting with.
Number three is a focus on new delivery systems.
Yeah, so Walmart and Target both made the news this week, and they've both introduced different delivery services. Walmart introduced an unlimited grocery delivery service called Delivery Unlimited, not that creative of a title. However, it's $98 a year, and Walmart will, they're expanding all their groceries. And to use it, customers just place their order on Walmart's site or the app and select a delivery window when they want their order delivered. And so this is all these companies are just trying to take on Amazon Prime. And Amazon Prime's membership is $119 a year. And so these other services like Walmart is coming in at $98 a year, and Target comes in at $99 a year. They announced that customers can now select same-day delivery for orders placed directly through their website, which is pretty cool. And so if you order more than $35 worth of merchandise, then you only pay a flat delivery fee of $9.99. But if you're already a member of the shopping app called Shipt, which Target owns, then that delivery fee is waived.
Ah. All right. Number two, the Best Buy stores. I thought this was also a very interesting story of how This is a smart move for Apple, I think, don't you?
Oh, for sure. And so what you're referring to is the smart move is Best Buy stores can now repair all of your Apple devices. So if you do not have an Apple store near you and you've had to maybe mail in your products to get repaired, this is great news because there are Best Buy stores everywhere. They have 7,600 newly Apple certified technicians that are ready to do same day iPhone repairs, which is also super cool. You don't have to book this in advance. If you show up to a Best Buy store, they say by 6 p.m., then you will likely walk out of the store with your phone ready to go. So it's very good news for all Apple and Mac users.
Top story of the week, Facebook in the focus.
Oh, yeah. The big story of the week, Facebook launched its will be launching its cryptocurrency. It's called Libra, and they've got lots of heavy hitter partners, MasterCard, Visa, eBay, PayPal, Uber, Lyft, you name it. So we'll see where it goes.
Unga Bunga. That's the report, the top technology stories of the week. In summation, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.